Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code UNFILTERED for 15% off.
You got to find your right path, which is, it's like a symbiosis of the world and
what
of you.
What in the actual?
Symbiosis.
Dude.
Yep, symbiosis.
Where do you pull out that word?
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Yo, we are back, and it's like, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's confession day over on TikTok.
These are my confessions.
Just
Speaking of TikTok. So right now,
yeah,
we are going on there. We're having a great time on there. It's so, you saw that TikToker I sent you yesterday. She's almost at 1 million.
Did you?
Let's click on her later. But, you know, Kat did an interview with the Toronto Star, which is one of our newspapers.
Did it come out, that article?
Did it
come out? She was supposed to send it to us before.
Oh, well, I didn't see it.
Okay. I'm a little bit nervous.
No, you know what? That's the thing, is that it was about social media and kids and stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of people are really afraid of TikTok and all this. Of everything on social media. But, you know, one thing that TikTok, it's so true. What it does is it's a place for young kids to not see a picture of perfection. So it's the opposite of Instagram in that way. It's very open-minded. It's like you can be a TikTok star and you don't have to be the prettiest with the longest hair or the fittest. Or the best at this, or the best house. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be rich at all. It seems like on Instagram, so many of the really like awesome, like little in the mom world for sure, these rich girls with these big houses and this long hair. It's like, it's so rich. You don't have to be like that on TikTok. It's a better example of reality over there for kids for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and it's also what you follow, but the thing is, you're not, it's not so close that you can, like, on Instagram, you have to follow people, and that's all you see. On TikTok, they're always serving up different people. Like, they're always serving up new. Nothing is ever, like, one way, you know?
But let's just talk a little bit from a business point of view. When a new app comes out, and people are like, no, I don't, like, what's that? That's for the kids. I don't want that. How important is it, do you think, to, like, to partake in the new things?
It depends. If you are a salon owner in Toronto and you're only cutting hair at this one area, not important.
What if you have a good following on, like, Instagram? Like, who should be on TikTok? What does
is this a real question? Do you know this answer? Are you just asking me to talk?
No, I'm asking your opinion. What do you go to TikTok for?
Well, it's entertaining AF, way more entertaining than any other app right now.
Yep.
To be honest with you, I listened to a Gary Vee podcast a long time ago, and just on the ideology of people being so afraid of technology, mm-hmm. and like trying to push it out, and something just clicked in me where we're like fighting the future. And he didn't say this, but it reminded me, I think we said it somewhere else on Facebook Live, where it's like when something new comes in, everyone's initial response is like, it's the devil, it's the worst, yeah. AKA when kids were like moving their hips to dance and everyone's like, this is the devil dance, or when rap and hip hop came out and they were like, this is going to make people kill people. Like, mm-hmm. we get so scared and we just want to say no, no, no. So,
which is crazy because like the kids are so yes, yes, yes. And the older we get, the scarier we get.
We're so like nervous of everything just because we don't know it when we should be really like intrigued and inspired. And if the younger kids are obsessed with it, SOS, figure it the fuck out for mm-hmm. if you have kids, for yourself, not for any other reason. Like if you have a business, I don't know if it's necessarily important because right now brands aren't buying into it because it's not regulated and all of these other reasons. But I mean, it might be the next thing. Do it if you love it. If it's painful, don't do it.
Yeah. And how do you know if someone's going to be able to make you money?
You
do it if you like it, and then if it turns out making you money, bonus!
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. No, actually, nobody knows. Like, and I, you can see Instagram. Brands are just catching up to being like, I want an Instagram post.
I know.
And we're like, dingbat, that's not what you want. You just think you want it because everybody, no one's thinking for themselves. No one's thinking, actually, WW, I have to give them a major shout out because we'll say something and then they'll be like, agreed. I think that's mm-hmm. a great idea. Mm-hmm. They don't try to be the experts of the people living in it.
And you know, the amount of partners that we have that have been open-minded to listening to the creators, us, mm-hmm. has been few and far between. But when they do, it is a great partnership.
Yeah, no, it is a successful one. And yeah, no, I think that you have to really, really evaluate why you're using your platforms. Like, why? Why are you using it? Just because everybody's doing it? Don't have FOMO, because then you're just going to waste your time and get frustrated with something you don't really love.
So we are now back from LA. The last podcast that we did, we were in LA.
We didn't do one in LA.
We did.
What?
You're losing your mind. Yeah, we did. It was great. It was great. We were sitting in those chairs, and our team was so proud of us for getting ahead of the game.
Whoa, my mind is actually blown. Was I sober?
Yeah, we were sober. It was in the morning, and we got a lot done that day.
Oh, we lay in bed and did it. Did we lie in bed?
We were sitting in chairs, but you know.
Natalie? Where?
In the living room of our hotel room.
Were we drinking coffee?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, maybe it's... What did we talk about?
Definitely coffee.
What did we talk about?
Well, that's the podcast that got released this week.
What did we talk about?
Yeah, dude.
You don't know.
You know what? I mean, I've lost my mind too. But so when we were in LA, the idea was that we were going to... it started off with...
I remember. This is the try one. Don't try, just do. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what else we talked about, but sorry. Okay, yes.
We went because we were nominated for an iHeart Radio Podcast Award. We wanted to go to the awards. It was important for us to be there. We went. We lost. The whole thing was... It's so funny to watch. It's such a production. Like, remember the fake people?
I had to smile. It was
so
cold.
So embarrassing. Did they get paid?
Yes, they got paid.
Did they get paid or no. You can come to the awards for free, but you have
no,
to...
No, they got paid.
Okay, so when we went to go, our award was awarded on the red carpet. So they put us aside. They brought us over with the nominees. We all stood there. And I guess because of paparazzi and stuff, it had to look like there was a crowd behind us. So they hired these people to just... Their job was to be excited.
Yeah, to be like a crowd. Like, yeah.
Act like they knew who we were. Oh my God, this is so exciting. Anyways, we lost... It was funny. The
best is, and this is not an excuse because I don't know anything, but I think they put us in the category just because of our titled Mom Truths, mm-hmm. because the people who won were people who actually story told kids' stories. And I'm on the podcast for kids. Like, it was a kids' podcast, okay?
And this is surely not a kids' podcast.
Or no, and it's not really about motherhood. So I was like, all right, fair. Like, listen, they don't really know. It was fun to be there. But then I was like, oh God, too bad we don't have shots. And the guy who won is like, that's not really age appropriate for our category. And I'm like, then clearly I'm in the wrong fucking category. Do you hear me? I'm like,
yeah.
I go, oh, I guess we have some judges on this carpet. That's not what we're about over here. He was like, no. I'm like, yeah, you're judging us for doing shots. And he was like, it's just not friendly, category friendly. I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
You're a lahooser.
Well, I'm like,
you're a grown up. You might be in a category for kids.
And I'm not doing shots. Like, come on.
But by the way, just because The Rock is in Moana, it doesn't mean he doesn't like tequila.
And he has sex 100% because he has kids.
Because he's a grown-ass man. And by the way, there are no children at the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards. It's an adult event.
I was just like, oh my God. I just looked at him. I was like, I literally said to him, oh, looks like we have some judgers on this carpet, don't we?
Oh, God.
Some judgers and shamers. We don't do that here.
So that's not what we do here.
And then he won. And I was like, you're a loser. In my books, you might have won, but you're a loser. I know that's not nice, everyone, but listen, it's how I felt, okay?
Oh, God. So we didn't win, and then we were home by 10. And then we decided when we were going to go there, it turns out that we're with, you know, the production team that is pitching to networks. So we went to Fox.
Not to the award show, in LA in general. Mm.
We went to Fox, Lifetime, E!, Bravo,
so exhausting.
Netflix. And basically what you do is the production team puts on a sizzle. They tell a little bit about you, and then someone sits across the room from you, doesn't say much. You talk about, like...
You said he. Why?
Who?
You said he doesn't talk much.
I said he?
Yeah.
I meant they. They're mostly girls.
Yeah. Interesting.
They don't talk much. And then we basically talk about what we do and why it's important and the underlining message. And then they go,
what's the show look like? And what's it going to be? Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, all right, well, send over the digitals for us. And we have pitch day next week. And we'll be in touch. Yeah. And that's the end. Like, if you are a sensitive person or really, really desperate to sell a TV show, like it's all you had on the books, that could be a really depressing thing. I guess it's sort of like auditioning as an actress.
Oh my God, 100%. Right? You're just another day, another number.
Yeah.
Like, legit. Another day, another number.
That would be really crushing. You'd have to be super, super strong to be not let it hurt you.
I think that's part of growing up though, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
I mean, yeah, but I mean, that's why they say, like, you know, it's hard to be a kid actor because it's so young to experience so much rejection, you know, and rejection that you otherwise don't need to be a part of. Like, it's not necessary. Anyways, we didn't care. We had fun in every meeting. That we took their water, we drank their coffee and Diet Coke, whatever they wanted to give us, and then we bounced. But while we were there, we were leaving on a Tuesday, and on a Monday, we were like, if we're going to be in LA, let's make the best of our time.
Yeah, I think we talked about the new series, because when did we do the podcast? On like a Thursday? Like, we just had so many, it was really nice, I think, in this journey that I'm learning as we go. We're so much more than moms, as we all are. And I don't just mean moms if you're just a mom. Not just a mom, that sounds so bad. But if you're a mom and that's your thing, awesome. But talking to other people and like seeing the bigger picture of like people, not just moms, it was super like invigorating to be out of the mom space for a minute.
Yes. And if you didn't hear and you're listening to this, basically what happened is we wanted to start being able to interview and ask interesting people questions they otherwise wouldn't have been asked in the cat and nat way with cocktails, because even if you're not drinking, there's something about just having a cocktail which makes you feel like you're comfortable, you're hanging out together, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like, hello, welcome to the interview. It's like, all right, let's have a glass of wine, let's cheers, let's celebrate a little, and let's have a little bit of fun. So we ended up on the Monday and the Tuesday, ended up booking enough to fill our days of interesting
people.
We were
so busy. It was so fun. It felt so good.
It was the best kind of busy. You know, there's a busy when you're like, oh my God, I was so busy. I'm so exhausted. I need to go to bed. It was like the perfect kind of busy because everything we did was interesting.
everything we did was interesting. And I want to go back to LA like ASAP to finish, to do like another four or five.
We have so many interest. It's the way it is. A lot of interesting people move to LA for opportunities, but also sometimes they can afford to be there because they've been successful. Mm-hmm. But this is going to be a YouTube series, so you can watch it. But it's also, we're going to take the audio and make it a podcast. And I guarantee every single one of these episodes, you're going to be watching like what are they going to say next?
The one thing I took so major was we interviewed Lewis Howes, and he was sexually abused as a kid, and it was for years, and his parents didn't know. He had to eventually come out as an adult and say what happened. And I said to him, like, you know, what could have your parents done differently? And I think what he said was, God, which like hit me like a ton of bricks, was like, they just were never available. They were always busy. They were always moving. There was like, was it four or five kids? Like, mm-hmm. So many kids. And I never had space to like actually talk. And I said,
but we also said, do you think it would have been different if you had told your mom, or your mom had said something, or if she had, you said, if she had given you, if you had had that time, would you have said anything? He says, I have no idea.
Yeah, he has no idea. But it made me realize that those, and I actually, this is so deep, but I read a suicide note from a girl in London. She was also sexually abused. And it said to her, she said, you have no idea what happened to me. I didn't expect you to, but we were always so busy. You gave me everything, you were always so busy. And I was like, oh my God. And I'm not saying we need to stop time. It just took me a moment to realize, like, sometimes not doing something and like having a moment with your kids might be the time that they have to talk to you.
It's worth it to carve out a little time, one-on-one time. Not like, we got to go on like monthly dates and each person gets their turn and all of that. God, it's not about that.
I find it's when I walk my dog. I have one kid with me, and just is time, or like when I'm like, before I put Chloe to bed, I now say like, you know, there's nothing you can do or say that could ever make me stop loving you. Mm-hmm. And he said, if you are someone who is going through something and you're nervous to tell people, that's a great question to ask them.
Well, that's what his therapist helped him with that and said, you know, start the conversation by saying, is there anything I could do or say that would make you not love me?
Yeah.
And I think that it's almost always a parent will automatically say, no, there's nothing you can do or say, but it's a great way to open it up to be like, okay, we're about to say something important.
Yep.
And I need you to be open-minded here.
And also make sure you say that to your kids so they know that you can tell them anything. Mm-hmm. So if you are like, you know, just open the conversation. And another thing I say to my kids is like, when we're having a conversation, like we went to the doctor and they all had to get their pants checked. You know, they open up their pants to look down their pants.
What?
Yeah, like just to make sure everything's growing. There's nothing like if you have a 4-year-old.
Did they do that to Olivia?
Yeah, they have to. No. They do it with everybody, right?
Oh my God, wait. They opened and they took a peek?
Like, I'm just going to check. They checked in your pants to make sure there's nothing like out of the ordinary down there. It's fast. And I'm like, just so you know.
Did Olivia die?
I told her it was coming before. I said, it's to make sure you're clean. I told them that joke. I'm like, make sure your badge is clean. And she's like, Mom! I'm like, joking.
Oh, gosh.
I said, to make sure there's nothing weird's going on down there. But don't worry, I've seen it. It's all good. But I said to them, I'm like, this is the only, like, this is the doctor can do this to you, but this is because they're doing a checkup. If you feel uncomfortable, like, you know, I try to make the conversation all the time when it's a bit, not just one time.
Yeah.
And I think that just the life lessons we learned from these people. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Because a lot of interesting, successful people have a story. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like self-made people, kind of. Like, those are the interesting ones, because it's not like, I didn't inherit my dad's business. And there's nothing wrong with that, okay? That's life. That's the way it goes. But it's the people that create their own destiny and they create their own opportunities. That's interesting, especially if you're successful, because everybody's trying to make their own opportunity. Like, so many people want to be an entrepreneur and make their own opportunity. So if you're successful, there's always something that makes them different.
Which was hilarious, as everyone also is like, they're like, I've never been asked this question. Like, so many questions we ask are like, I've never been asked this before. Mm-hmm. And they're expert interviewers. Mm-hmm. And we went fucking rogue. Anyways, mm-hmm. I can't.
Well, a lot of them are interviewers themselves.
Yeah, too. So they're like, wait, so they'll probably steal our questions. stay tuned for that one. It'll be out in a few weeks. Oh God, what else?
I actually, after meeting one of them, I don't want to use the word jealous, but I'm a little bit jealous of his life. Like, I'm inspired. I'm, like, if I were to secret somebody's life, it would be a lot like his right now.
When we go back to LA, we're going to his house.
I'm obsessed with his house. I'm obsessed with the way that he, like, I love the way he talks to people. I love his openness, and I love the view from his...
Yeah, yeah, we need to go to his house. Basically, we need to
go to meet his wife. Like, I want to see what that's about. His kids seem great. He just seems like, it seems good. I don't know how he got, really. I really don't completely understand how he got where he got, which is also interesting. There's so much more to learn.
We're going to learn it, babe. Yeah. He has a few bucks, too. Just like Kat and I do.
Yeah, yeah. No, anyways, LA was interesting. A lot of people are like, I don't like LA. Like, it's so, like, judgmental, and there's all this, like, thing. And I totally get that. But that's not the world that we roll in. You know what I mean? That's not the people we were meeting. That's not. But the people watching, shit, people are quirky out there.
It was so fun. We got to meet our lawyer, who was just a great time.
Oh, God, it's so nice and to, like, catch up with. He's interesting because he's from like Hollywood.
Yeah.
And like grew up there. It's not a dull moment.
He actually had a pivotal moment in changing everything with one conversation. And it goes to show that when you are open and honest about your vulnerabilities and your insecurities or what you're unsure of with people who you trust, the enlightening things that can happen are crazy.
Because a lot of times people are going to be afraid to tell you like their opinion on your business or on your own
self. You're too afraid to say it. You're too afraid to say like, this is where we're struggling right now.
But you need to say it because they're not going to come and say it unless you open the door.
No, and he didn't even know. Mm-hmm. And then when we talked to him about it, he was like, whoa, girls. And then he gave us a solution, and it came down to money, and it was, he just was a sounding board for us, and he was like, okay, he helped us at the end of the day, major, and made us open our eyes, and it wasn't advice like, oh, you're doing it all wrong. It was like, this is what you might want to try, and this would be a good stepping stone. So basically, I think we talked about this before, but something was bothering us, and I think a lot of you guys could feel it on the podcast, November, December, and then when we did one in January, everyone's like, whoa, you're not happy. You need this. You need this. We didn't need anything. We needed us to come to the conclusion of what was bothering us, which isn't, there's sometimes no solution other than you working through it to get there. Like, sometimes there's nothing you can do but live it. And that's what we had to do.
And we're always good at living through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We didn't freak out. No. We didn't try to buy things to fix it. We just sat in it.
And you know, one of the things that we realized is, and this is something that comes from, like, you know, we don't have like a business background. So there's a part of us that is so, like, that's so cute.
I know. Fully giggling.
That hard backbone of being like, we just want to be nice. You know what I mean? We want everybody to be happy, you know? And it's like, you have to come to a point where you're like, you know, just being nice and making everybody happy could potentially sink your business.
And that's sort of what we came to the conclusion of. Like, when you look at all the people you love and you value, you can only pay them what you can pay them.
It's like when you said, I wish I could hire everyone in my family and give everybody a salary so that we could all be doing great. And I'd love that. But
yeah,
that's not the way it works.
It's not. And that's a really hard, that's growing up for us and realizing that, like, you know, hiring people doesn't necessarily make your business more successful. Mm-hmm. And he said something really valuable. And I think that you guys would hopefully take this piece of advice. He was like, you have to look at your business and look at what is added value. And there's a big distinction saying that everyone on our team is valuable, but who is on this team is actually converting their value into money. Mm-hmm. So who is actually bringing in? So example, like Nat's brother, he is in sales and he keeps getting promoted uber fast. And we joke and he travels and he's got a great life. I'm like,
we joke that he's a drug dealer. I know he's not.
We joke about it, but the reason he's doing this is because he is bringing that company in so much money. They are like, we cannot afford to lose him.
Yeah.
So we are going to keep on.
And his job is solely based on, although he's a great guy, in sales, you know, you got to lose people, and his is definitely comes down to, it's not like, well, everybody really likes you, you're a nice guy. It's what is the
numbers
number that you brought in this month?
Numbers.
That's it.
And the biggest, the most successful businesses run on numbers. Mm-hmm. It's not just, this is great. That's mm-hmm. making me feel really good. And that's a really hard realization to come to when you're like a human first, yeah. not like, not a business person first. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it has been an eye-opening experience. And we're not like being like, let's clear the team. We're not saying that. It's like, we just got to really evaluate our current situation and what it is, and not just hope that we can pay everyone, but figure out like, no, this is profitable year after year. This is how, this is why, this is where. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, we had no system in place. Like, this is part of us learning is like, we can't tell you from month to month what is bringing in an income and what is working. And I was just like, fucking light went off and I was like, holy shit, how can you make a strategy plan if you don't know what's working? That's like being like, okay, let's try this, but I don't know if it's gonna work. Yeah. Crazy.
No, and it's
shame on us.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, 2 incredible serums, and 2 luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
But it's also crazy to like think like, you know, we've been working so, you hear about these stories of these like
this morning.
Potentially really successful companies, and then they lose sight of things, and then the company is just gone, you know. And it's like can you imagine the people around us would be like, you guys had so much opportunity but you just didn't manage it right.
Yeah, that's where we're at right now.
That's the saddest thing, because a lot of people who,
tell your husband feels about us, by the way.
Dude, that's
I know
exactly who I mean.
I know. Like,
exactly,
but he's you know what?
I know
he's right.
I wasn't ready. I'm never ready to hear it until we've figured out. But no, I mean, what he says makes sense. I just don't, it's fine.
We physically can't do it until it makes sense to us.
Yeah.
And it's nothing he, like, what didn't make sense what he was saying. No. And now it made, like, it was like, okay, yeah, great. Awesome.
But, you know, he should learn that, eh? Like, he shouldn't get offended when I go, no, I don't want to hear this. And you have no right. He should just sort of like be like, all right, just like how, what we do with our husbands, we've like learned to like yeah. we know what they're really saying. We know how to get what we
yeah,
want.
Yeah, it's a secret language.
So he should just do those things. I get offended. We get in a fight. He, you know, he needs to sit back and be like, she'll come around. And yeah. Because she always comes around.
Yeah. No, I thank God there's like now a solution and a plan and an action plan.
And it's so exciting actually being a part. Like, you don't realize when you step away from your, if you step away from your business, when you get, you can, you get back in there, you just get hungry again. You're like, oh my God, this is exciting. Look yeah. at the opportunity. And then you realize nobody's bringing you opportunity until you're bringing it for yourself.
Yeah, you cannot, like, we have learned this time and time again, but you cannot sit back. You cannot, unless you sell the company mm-hmm. or you, like, pat, but there's no, absolutely no, like, that person will do it for me. Mm-hmm. Like, just not possible. Mm-mm. Like, I would argue even Ali Webb from the Dry Bar, mm-hmm. she probably is still, I think she's, like, handed part of, part, like, she hired someone mm-hmm. to help the CEO, mm-hmm. but I would argue she's in most meetings.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's in most, she doesn't have to be. Because it's like a well-oiled machine.
No, yeah, but she probably knows there's something about being the actual founder that actually the machine needs. It needs a little bit of your blood.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no one can do it like you.
And eventually it doesn't need all of your blood, but if your blood isn't there, it just won't go the same. And I bet if she was no longer a part of it, you know, you'd go to the Dry Bars and you'd start to realize that things were getting a little bit lazy. Like, that is such a
not even lazy, just different. You know what I mean? You're like, there's something like... I don't know. So,
something's missing.
Yeah, we, I guess it's open. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. No, it opens at 11.
I thought it was 11:30.
No, but that's good because we're doing this.
Yeah, this is real. We're just outside a restaurant waiting to go eat.
And, you know, the other thing is, I feel, this is so what we do too, is that we come across a big mountain and we get rewarded afterwards for like, for making decisions. Like, I feel like, very soon, some really awesome opportunities are going to come.
Okay, good.
Because we'll be rewarded.
We cleared the energy out.
Yeah,
we took the
energy.
We had it. We were in a negative flow. We cleared it out, and we're like back in. But if there was like a tip for business or for kids, don't be uncomfortable being uncomfortable. Like, those conversations about their bodies and like things that are going to happen to them are really uncomfortable, and you kind of just want to like go through them, and then you're like, okay. But if you have an open dialogue constantly, then it's like, got it.
It's never a huge deal.
Never. And then even when we had the blip in like our business thing, like, it's not a huge deal. It's just like, okay, problem solve it and move on. It's not like, oh my God, Kat and Nat are falling apart. Things are, oh my God. No, we figured that shit and moved on. And now we're ready for more.
And now that we've opened up the airways.
Yes.
Or the speedways.
Yes.
Are off the railways. Mm-hmm. It's leaving room for opportunity to come to us. Positive energy is about to start coming in, flowing in.
How do you feel that?
You just feel it.
Like what? Like, give the people, pretend you're talking to aliens. Like, okay. I feel it. I know it. But give the...
So basically what it means is like when there's a cloud, you can't move forward and things can't get to you.
Like, and what does that cloud feel like?
It feels like it's holding you back. It feels like it's like surrounding you and it's not allowing new things because the universe knows that you can't handle anything on top of what you're dealing with right now. It's like, you know what they say, like, I don't know what your beliefs are or anything, but like, God only gives you what you can handle and nothing more. So when something really big happens to someone, it's because that person can handle it.
Right.
You know? So for us, we were at a point where we couldn't handle anything. We couldn't, new opportunities couldn't come our way because we had to handle the shit that we were in.
Yeah.
Once you clear the shit, then the universe is like, okay, girls, first of all, you did a good job.
Yep.
And now there's space for exciting new things.
And just so you know, that is not something that can happen without you doing it. So you're not you can't wait for the universe.
That
we sound crazy,
no,
but
no, but that's if people wait for the universe, those are the people that think that other people are just plain lucky.
That's right. So that's bang on. So what you have to do is, if you're feeling like you could hear it in us before, like it was like an angst, it was like an unhappiness, it was unhappiness. And this is just not business. This is everything in your life. And if you're constantly feeling like you're like in oil rather than in water, like if you're like, oh, then that's not you on your right path. Mm-hmm. You got to find your right path, which is, it's like a symbiosis of the world and
what
of you.
What in the actual?
Symbiosis.
Dude.
Yep, symbiosis.
Where do you pull out that word?
I like to read.
Okay, first, oh, God damn it. First of all, what does that mean?
When things are like together, like they're happy together. They're
symbiosis.
They're in symmetry.
You like can't even get simple words right, and then you throw out that.
Yeah, symbiosis, yeah.
Like, what's the one you can't say?
A barista.
But you can say symbiocolic.
Symbiosis. Yeah, it's a symbol of you being...
I don't appreciate that in you right now.
You know what, though?
I don't appreciate that.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Symbiosis.
Where did you read that?
I just know it. I mean,
well, how come you've never used it?
Social work has served me well in the fact that you can see energies and relationships because you had to understand your own, like...
Your own symbiosis.
You had to understand where you were at before you got into a relationship with someone who was going through a toxic time. So the minute you can understand what you're going through and know what you're bringing in is the minute you can understand that it's not you. Like, I don't know how to put it, but it's like you have to get what... You're not going to move anywhere. You're going to have a bad relationship with your partner, your spouse, continuously if you can't get right with yourself, even if everything's perfect.
That's so funny. You know, this is kind of Hoda put up a... Did you see Hoda's quote today?
No.
Oh, it's just
But
kind of-
you're going to have a bad working relationship. You're going to hate your boss because you're not right with yourself. You and your kids are probably not going to feel connected. You love them, but you're going to think they're like... You're probably going to get in a lot of challenges with them if you're not right with yourself. You can't go anywhere if you're not right with yourself. You can't... No one can... get right with you if you can't get right with yourself.
If a man hates himself, he takes it out on the woman who loves him. So, exactly. So this woman feels like she's done something wrong, but it's him that hates himself.
Yeah, that's everybody.
Until a person starts to like themselves, they can't like other people.
No, you can't like
properly and untoxically.
No, and you also not even love. Like, you literally are going to go to work and feel like everybody's against you, or it's them, it's not you, or like, oh my God, it goes on and on. But shit, and then the energy. Fuck, this is a woo woo podcast. But the minute you get right with your energy, then the energy channels open up and let you go. Okay,
yeah,
you can move forward now because your negative energy isn't blocking you.
Yep.
It comes down to that. So if you want to spend money anywhere, spend it on figuring out who you are as a person. It's the best thing I ever did. Like, I did 7 years of fucking therapy. Literally 7 years. Every day you'd have to go in and write papers on self-reflection and who you are, mm-hmm. what your privileges and what you were, and mm-hmm. like crazy ass shit. But I think it should be in every school course. I don't know why we spend so much time on geometry.
Fucking shapes.
Like, ask me how many times I've used geometry since I graduated. None. Ask me how many times I've had to figure out who the fuck I am on a daily, every day.
Yep.
We should open the School of Life.
We have a lot of things to
this
open.
This is the podcast, the School of Life. Someone have that? That's probably taken.
I feel like this
is that
school,
one of theirs?
I think it's the School of Rock.
The Life of School. Speaking of school.
That, you know what? You know what? My next house?
Yeah.
You got to make your house a home.
Huh?
That's big.
What?
There's houses, but to make a house a home, that's hard.
Well, I think our houses are homes. You don't think?
No, I'm thinking about a new house.
What? Think you would make it homey?
That's the thing. A lot of people don't make their house a home.
What do they make it? A shit show?
Cold.
How many houses have you been in that it's cold? A lot?
No, I don't think a lot of people have a good house, home.
Oh, God, now everyone's going to go back and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why? What's missing?
Heirlooms. I'm joking.
What the fuck are heirlooms?
Come on.
I don't know what that is. I know it's a potato.
No,
I hate that shit.
Okay, first of all, there's no heirloom potatoes. They're heirloom tomatoes.
Thank you.
Maybe there are heirloom potatoes.
No, I actually don't.
People are into eating today, eh?
What's lunchtime? and we're at a restaurant. So I would say that everybody...
I feel like people feel passionate about food today.
I think that's you, but that's okay. You know what? You're projecting your feelings, but I like that.
Like they were all at the restaurant by 11:30. Yeah. Like, you think, like what, they think it's Friday or something?
No, it's just like they're like, let's go for lunch. Okay, I have a lunch break now. But I like that you think that they're so passionate. That's great. They probably won't finish everything like we do, but that's okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
No. Heirlooms. You never finished your house at home.
Oh, heirlooms. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Heirlooms.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
I hate that shit. My mom tries to give it to me all the time. I'm like, I don't want this. And she's like, but it's your grandmother's. I don't care.
I know.
She gets kind of mad at me.
I know.
I don't like that shit. I've got a veil and I'm like, Mom, I'm going to throw it out. She's like, you cannot. It was your great grandmother's veil and I wore it and I did not. I don't think I wore it.
That veil?
Yeah, and I don't like old shit. I don't want old shit in my house. Nope.
It's not symbiosis for you?
It's not symbiosis. The things are not symbiosis. Like, who cares? Would she use that spoon for 100 years ago? You know when people have that old, what is it, forks and knives and spoons? Why do I want to eat off what everyone else ate off for hundreds of years?
My brother got left something in, like, a will. And it's a fucking old, stupid clock.
Yeah, I put it in a dumpster.
I said to my brother, sell that shit and make some money.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, but it's, you know, it's been the... Who fucking cares? It's ugly. He put it in a stupid modern... He had a modern condo, and he put that stupid thing in the corner. I go, your condo
it
looks great.
So ugly.
I go, your condo looks great, all except for that stupid heirloom over there.
Heirloom.
If he brings that... I should call him. Don't bring that heirloom to the new house.
You know what? Let's go break in and smash it. That's so mean. Wow, we'll get arrested for that, but...
My brother wouldn't arrest me.
Yeah, no, I don't. I actually don't. Nah, fucking all that old shit. Nope, thank you. You know?
Yeah, and you can still make a house at home without heirlooms.
Absolutely. You can make a house at home with IKEA.
Dude, I'm excited for your house.
Are you? I'm not.
No, but when it's done.
Okay, great. I hope it's great. I don't know. It's a fucking house.
It better be great after all that.
Dude, I'll have a great oven. That's all I know.
Well, maybe by the time you move in, one of your neighbors will put your house for sale and we'll make money and I can buy it.
It's getting time to move. And her husband, as we predicted, would get antsy once we brought up the idea. It couldn't be at that moment. But how is it going now?
Well, I brought one up yesterday and I got him to look at it. And I mean, I don't want it either, but it's just like part of like, you know, the journey.
Right.
Anyways, he's like, well, is this a weird layout? I'm like, totally.
You're like, yeah, we give him that win. You're right.
Yeah, you know what? You're so right. I wouldn't want a house
like
this.
That's disgusting.
Yeah,
I'm going to rip that shit up. You know what? Let's rip it up. Let's put it in the trash.
No, but I really think that I need to get one on your block, but I'm going to need to make a lot more money to get there.
You can't park here. No, we're going to have a problem. No, I'm going to have a fight with you. You don't want to do that right now. No, I'm not okay with
you. Can you go in your neighborhood when you're walking your dog and see who's, like, looking to sell?
Yeah, I'll go knock on doors. Excuse me, are you looking to sell? Excuse me, are you looking to sell? Excuse me, can you move?
And I'd like to rent to own, you know? Like,
right, like layaway. I'd like to put my house on layaway.
What about you people who live in your new backyard?
They can move. I think it's... You are going to hit me and I am going to have a problem with it. Thank you. Get out of here. You know, I don't know.
Did he
spot?
Yeah, what a dick bag. And you're not even parked properly. You know what? Park properly.
Okay.
God. Oh, God damn it. Heirlooms and bad parkers, they really get me.
You know what else is getting me, and I really need to stop?
What?
Is these Facebook watch things that are coming up, these quick stories.
Yeah, they're great. No, I told you, investigative reporting.
No, I need to. No, I'm getting on this crap shit, like a lady going crazy in a parking lot in a car, and they call the cops, and she has weird behavior, and then they go to the next one, and it's such crap that I don't need to see.
Well, I recently saw one about the Popkin girl. I sent it to you.
I know.
Did you watch it?
I did not watch
it.
Yes, I watched it. The couple that followed him?
And saved her.
Okay, but what I don't understand is, did I watch it to the end? I saw them being interviewed and everything like that. Why, and because some people were saying, why did you run the red? You had five of your own kids in the back of the car. And
only
like,
had two in the car. And
oh, so two's, yeah, so that's because we can lose
I mean,
that.
No.
I totally, they followed their instincts. They're like, oh, we weren't going to put our kids in danger. Why did that girl get kidnapped?
He was crazy. She was just walking home and he grabbed her. And someone watched her. So what happened was she was walking home. He had tried to kidnap someone the day before at McDonald's.
What's his story?
I haven't got there yet. I'll get that to you. But the dad was watching and he was like, the dad was with the girl he was trying to kidnap and he like...
Stopped it.
And
passionate.
And then he went on and he was driving around and then he just grabbed her and he got her in the car. Like, he had a knife and he's like, I'm going to get you with a knife. So someone was watching this happen and she then reported what was going on. So then they had the license plate and the car, like,
that's right away. That's right.
And then it went out everywhere. And then the people in the car were like, oh my God, that's the car. And they're like, no way. And they're like, that's the car. And they pulled it up and they were like, that's the fucking car. And they like, follow her.
That was unbelievable.
And then they called the cops, like, we're on this street, we're following them.
That was so lucky.
And let me tell you, if they're doing that, they're not like, I wonder if this is a good decision. That was pure adrenaline,
yep.
And they went with their guts. Don't judge that situation until you're in that situation. And you know what? That family is so thankful that they did that because she is alive and home. And if that was your kid, you would not be questioning why they did that. You would be like,
amazing.
Thank you. Or if that was you. So don't shame them.
That was so amazing.
Don't be a fucker. You know, don't
be a dickbag. Yeah, and you know, don't...
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Like, nothing bad happened. They ran the red. Be thankful.
That little girl, shit, what she went through.
Some people just run the red for fun. They did it to save a life.
Well, sometimes I have to go to the bathroom.
And we run the red. We don't really.
Guys, this took a little turn, but there's lots of...
Did it take a turn?
Well, we just started talking about random kidnapping, but, I mean, details.
I mean, if you're to tell your kids, even if they have a knife... Even if they have a knife, scream and run because they can't drive and grab you at the same time unless there's two of them.
Yeah.
And originally they thought there was two of them because of that. So you tell your kids, I don't care if they have a machete, a gun, a machine gun. You look at them and go, fuck no, and run.
Damn it.
You tell them. Don't be afraid. Be strong. Be like, you motherfucker, get the fuck out of my face. That's a bit aggressive. But no, be aggressive. He's trying to kill me!
Yep.
Scream.
Yep.
You're not going to get in trouble.
Think to yourself, what would Kat and Nat do?
Go fuck yourself! You'd be crazy.
Be crazy. Guys, there's a lot of...
Yelling at that. Sorry, guys.
There's a lot of information in there. I hope your kids aren't in the car listening to that.
I think they should. I would put that on for my kids.
Yeah, motherfucker. You know... Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
This podcast has been brought to you by catandnat.ca. Go there to get your tickets to Late Night Live with Kat and Nat.
Yeah, come
also
in February.
Join the teen and tween group where
we can get these. I'm going to bring on an expert.
About how not to get kidnapped.
Do I have BO? No. Okay, good.
About how to not get kidnapped.
Yep.
Love that. We're going to do that.
We are going to do that. I actually have a person, so don't you worry.
All right, guys.
I've already got someone locked and loaded.
We're going to go eat now.
Okay, I'm starving.
I'm passionate about food.
Oh my God, I'm
After
so...
After four bagels and a whole wrap...
Dude, do you know what my body can push through?
I don't know how.
Yeah, but it does. I can mow down like the best of them.
You'd be cute, chunky. You should get chunky.
I ate Sun Chips after I ate the bagels.
I love that you like Sun Chips. Random.
Love them.
I know.
You don't? Cheddar?
Like, no. Like, I don't hate them. I'll eat them. Oh, I'll eat them.
Like, love them?
Not even close.
What's your number one?
Chip.
Kettle cooked. I know it already. That's gross. Tastes like oil.
I love that. I love the crunch. And I like a folded, not a flat. I don't want a flat chip. Nothing does anything for me if it's flat. It's got to be folded.
Can you find folded chips?
Pardon me?
Can you find them?
Yeah, look in the bag and I find them.
Oh.
Yeah.
So why don't they make a folded bag?
Huh, that would be confusing, but there's more folded chips in a kettle than Lay's.
You know what I feel like right now? Chips.
Oh, they you can get them.
Kettle cooked. I don't like kettle cooked.
Oh, I should get them.
You should. Well, let's go find some folded kettle cooked chips. Kettle cooked. Say that. Kettle cooked chips.
What do you prefer, flatter?
Never thought about it, honestly. I just mow down. I don't really look. I just shove it in my face. Yeah, if I'm eating chips, it's a fucking job. It is like, let me go to Mow Town.
My husband prefers flat.
Doesn't surprise me. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like, ooh, there's a flat one. No, I'm putting it in my mouth. I'm indiscriminatory. Ooh. You just pull the muscle stretching?
Yeah. Is that how you know you're out of shape?
When you pull a muscle scratching yourself? Probably something you might want to look into. You know what I mean? How fat do you think a vagina could get?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, how fat do you think you could get?
No, we've been down this and you told me you couldn't max out and then you maxed out.
I keep raising the bar.
Wait. No.
I thought I couldn't get bigger than 160.
A long time ago she said that. She was like, no way. I just genetically cannot do it.
I mean, 9 months pregnant and I could not hit 170.
I did.
Well, not me, but look at me now.
How big is the biggest, like how fat?
Let's Google the biggest fupa.
God. No, not
my like, kid. My kids just got the Guinness Book of World Records.
Not like.
You mean vagina hole?
No. Like the top part, the padding.
Yeah, isn't that a fupa?
The fupa's complicated because it goes up into your tummy.
But
yeah, like the fupa's like it's kind of like it needs its own name.
Is that a fupa?
Yep. I would call the actual.
Mine's more of a roll. It's not like I feel like a fupa has like it like. It doesn't go all the way around. It's more just like condensed here. Mine is like a full floating
I feel
device.
Like the fupa, like, you know, sometimes I think some people have such big bushes, it like pops out. You know what I mean?
No. Who had a bush that big?
I have seen go to the gym. There are bushes.
Oh, that's true.
For date. Like,
how's that comfortable? Wouldn't it be itchy?
No. It's only itchy if you shave it. Otherwise.
No. If my hair gets long, it's so uncomfortable.
What? You feel it?
No, like in my pants, it feels uncomfortable.
What?
If the hair is long, really uncomfortable.
What do you feel?
I'm like, I gotta trim that shit.
What do you feel? It pulls? It gets stuck in zippers?
No. It's itchy.
Itchy?
Yeah.
No. Does it bounce? What happened?
Yeah, it's just itchy.
Is it a lot? You have a thick bush.
No, it's actually not that thick. You know, I feel like you know, it could. Yeah, I don't have a thick
Listen,
bush.
If you have a big bush, I don't judge you. It's great.
Because I have fine hair, so my bush hair is kind of fine. It's not coarse.
Me too. Yeah,
you too.
Yeah, I'm a sprouter.
Yeah,
not a thick bush.
But if it's long, I'm like, get rid of that.
I don't mind it actually.
I mean, clearly.
Mine's just lost its curl from too much.
I can't believe it loses its curl. That is so funny.
I beat it up too much. You know, shaving, trimming, shit, waxing.
No, but seriously, that it loses its curl over time.
Do you have curl?
A lot less than when I was a teen.
Exactly.
Hey, you know, but the ladies at the gym, the old ones, are theirs curly or have they lost their curl?
No, it's curly.
Well, why is theirs so curly?
They don't touch it. It's so natural. You know what I mean? We just do too much shit to it. Some people have curly ass bushes. I bet curly hair is curly bush.
I was just going to ask you, do you think that Asian people have straight pubes?
Let's check that out. I mean, no one talks about pubes. Wow. No one talks about pubes. We gotta go. Okay. Oh my god.
I hope you guys made it this far.
Oh god, you should.
It's worth it.
It is so worth it.
Because you know a lot of Asian people, they perm their hair because they want it to be curly because you want what you don't have. So do you think they just have straight pubes?
Does curly hair equal curly pubes? That is the question.
Wait. Everyone has curly pubes.
No, but does it stay curly? Some must be curlier. Think of men's chest hair. Some have curly hair. Right? Curly chest. You know the curly chest hair.
Oh, yeah.
It, like, goes in, like, circles around their chest. Yeah. And then there's flat ones.
Really?
Less curl.
Yeah, true.
Right?
You know who's got curly chest hair?
Who?
The guy, husband that I like on Instagram. He's so hairy.
All right, let's go check that out. Oh, bye, guys. Wow. Like, share, subscribe. Oh. Make sure you leave a comment down below. 5 stars. If not, go fuck yourself. We
love
you.
Start listening now.
Okay, bye.